John?
Before you broke into your groups, we emphasized the importance of thinking about the future and being forward-looking, and I think the results really demonstrate that you did that. But that was also part of the intent of the six-word story exercise, which I hope you had a good time with. You saw some examples in the stuff we handed out. If you just Google six-word stories, if you enjoyed this, you'll find an endless source of these. And we thought that before turning this back to President Killeen and Chairman McMillan to conclude the day, we would simply ask each reporter, probably you can stay in your seat or go to the nearest microphone, and if, Joe, you could kind of group by group put up the six-word stories, and maybe each reporter simply read through them, because it's very effective to hear these read aloud. And then we'll turn it back to the president after that. Red group?
Group A. Help! I can't do this alone. Rocking the Midwest, ignoring the barriers. Graduated, but don't know from what. Boy, we are one family. Occasional. Three versus one. It's a barrier.
Oh. Is this the group that had
okay, so we had a lot of fun. Better health care, more people, lower cost. I don't remember what Alzheimer's is. Jill. Yeah. The U of I, a Picasso. New Illinois Governor, Lisa Murray Madigan. U of I, redistribution of opportunity. UIC versus UIUC, NCAA finals. U of I, free at last, free at last. I think that's more than six words. U of I system, bye-bye. Vibrant Illinois, U of I claims credit. Chicago Tribune touts U of I.
We spent so much time arguing about the wording of this, we only have one. Midwest jewel, educate, discover, global transformation.
Let me go here. We had a few, change the world, student by student, answer to how is begin, great universities bathe in royal jelly. this place is alive with the future. All I want to be an Illini, creating healthier communities, University of Illinois.
These are all Walt's. I'll let him read them.
That's all.
Oh, those are good.
These are the ones that they let me submit. Because Dr. Kurtz was in our group, yes, doctor, his will is current. Online learning, lecture hall for rent. The future, you're on your own. I have several others, but we didn't publish them.
Our heavyweights, I think.
Group, the heavyweights. U of I dreams are met. Illinois, thank you for everything. Change the world, started Illinois. U of I, access, excellence, success. And this is student focused, the next one. No hassles, no debt, wide open. High aspirations, achievements, and success. Michigan, Berkeley, aspire, becoming Illinois. You went private, you lucky dog.
You went.
You went.
Should
be
went private.
We have one more?
I don't think ours are very funny, actually. So globally acclaimed, nationally preeminent, locally relevant. We came, we led, we conquered.
Very clever.
What's a student? Ask the professor. Remember before cancer, whatever you want to put in there, was cured. Take responsibility, nurture, carry out. Why worry about the state legislature? Follow Illinois, the president said. Leaders needed, graduates and politicians irrelevant. I'm sorry, it took me 30 minutes to figure this one out because I typed it wrong. It was supposed to be applicants needed and it was meant to be for students. And I totally blew it as the scribe. 9/11, never again, America strong.
These are fabulous. And I can't imagine some of the a better future than what some of these represent. But speaking of next steps, let me turn it over now to President Killeen.
So this was great. What a great set! What a great set of commentary! What a very rich dialogue. I like the chairman went into not quite all, but most of the rooms, and everybody was engaged. It was very much a tribal gathering of the University of Illinois across the campuses, and that in and of itself has value. As I was looking at the, and I really want to gaze at the readouts because there was too many bullet points, but I think there are some themes there that do resonate, and I think there is a student emphasis underlying a lot. Engagement was a word that appeared many times. Health and transforming health came up many times. Chicago, obviously a key word. Economic development, use of technology for learning, transforming the educational pipeline, K through whatever. I think we seem to be embracing that responsibility, recognizing the difficulty, but appreciating that that is what we are about and the leadership there in transforming, particularly in the state. The compact, I think there was a lot of resonance about changing the essential agreement with the state. The definitional issues about what the university is and the 3+1, now I was raised Catholic, so the Trinity discussion consumed the whole Middle Ages, so maybe we're okay. Maybe you just need the Council of Trent and the to figure it out, and we will accept a lot of ambiguity and just believe it might work for us. I think civic responsibility and civic engagement, a repeating theme, I think that's an enormous area to think through. Branding in its different guises came up again and again and again in terms of telling the story, developing our case, the value proposition. Grand challenges, taking on what I call socio-technical, but there were other terminologies here, big issues, and I listed food, manufacturing, agriculture, sustainability, health, social justice. I like the idea of public events, taking leadership, bringing in, developing a new model. Modernization of processes and a model of education and diversity, taking that on as an issue. So I could go on, but there's plenty of material here for a strategic collective visioning. And I've got my favorite six-word sentence from our previous retreat. You may remember this, but it was aimed high, hit target, change the world. I think that relates to our mission. We say we're going to aim high. Aimed high, hit target, change world. I think this is a great kickoff for a strategic planning process. Thank you all for being here. This is the board's retreat. I think, board members, you can see the quality of the leadership of the deans and the faculty and the students, I think, in real time. I would like to, and I think the value of this kind of cross-fertilization, we were talking about it with Tony and John a little bit in the break. We need to preserve. We're going to have town hall meetings and web, but we don't want to go back solely to our camps. We want to maintain this cross-fertilization, and was talked about, operate at a high level. So I would like to challenge our student trustees, you three guys, and I think working with our vice chancellors for student affairs, Barbara, convene us on your turf, on your time trail, invite a Jim Duderstadt, if you can find one. There's a challenge for you. Find a speaker. Convene. If this is going to be about students, take some leadership role in helping define the strategic plan. I would say the same with the Faculty Senate. Convene us. Us, I don't know what the us means, but take ownership of the strategic planning process in the next months. think deeply about how we can do a great job working across party lines, et cetera. And I think we need to do the same with our staff. And I don't know where that leadership is, but maybe our HR leadership can really help us have a venue that is staff associated. So it's not
within
just
the campuses.
Pardon me?
Within the campuses.
Within the campuses. So as I'm listening to what we're doing and thinking about how we move forward, yes, we need our strategic plan, yes, we need our town hall meetings, but let's not make it traditional. Let's make it really inclusive. We say we want it to be inclusive, and this is going to challenge some folks to actually do it as opposed to comment on what they see happening outside. And so I'm very excited about the potential for this. And setting the bar high, aiming high, and creating a strategic vision that is really compelling. I think we've got some issues here where we can lead the state, lead the educational component of the state, develop some collective visions that solve socio-technical questions that society is confronted with, build the human capital that's needed, and be quite aspirational and ambitious. So that's what I'm taking away from it. I'm excited. I hope the chairman is too.
Absolutely.
What a great kickoff for a strategic planning process. You get the last word, Mr. Chairman.
All right, very good. Yes, thank you. I appreciate you taking the initiative to start the process and to get AKA involved and taking us through the process. Three or four things. First of all, I really appreciate challenging the student leaders to get student input. I think the comment was made here that a lot of what we talked about had to do with all the rest of us, not necessarily the students and where they're going and what's important, and I certainly encourage that. Your comment about continuing, you've laid out all different types of input into this from various groups, and you know, I've often said in the time that I've been involved in strategic planning, particularly outside of the academic area, that a very important part of successful strategic planning is listening and listening and listening and listening, seriously. And you know, so many times people put plans in place, but they've never really seriously listened to what people think. Doesn't necessarily mean you always agree with everything you heard, but you really demonstrate the effort of listening. And Tim, I know that that's part of how you operate. That's how you want to operate. And I just want to continue to encourage that. I guess I would also say something that I said when we had the previous get together. And one of the things that we all worry about is making sure the University of Illinois is more than the sum of the parts. That sometimes we just think of the university being all these different pieces that we have, and that's who we are. And hopefully, by the things that we're talking about, that we take the university even beyond that sum of parts. And I know you've talked about that also. So anyway, again, to all of you, thank you. Thank you for the passion that I saw wandering around in the rooms, the candor. There was some extremely great candor in some rooms, and that's great. That's great. That shows a healthy environment that you're willing to speak up and say how you feel about things, and that's hopefully part of our listening. I would remind everyone that tomorrow morning we'll be back in here at 8 o'clock. We will immediately go into exec session, which I think you've all begun to realize, and we hope to be out of that about 9:30. So the real action of the main part of the meeting will begin about 9:30. So have a great evening, and again, thank you for investing your time. Oh, I'm sorry, something?
We have to have a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry, we have to have a motion. How could I forget that?
I move we adjourn, Mr.
Second.
Chairman.
Thank you, Cynthia Trustee Montgomery. Is there a second?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. All in favor? Aye. Aye. Thank you, everyone.